The state estimated a Bristol Bay commercial sockeye harvest of around 27 million. Through Sunday, the harvest is already over 33 million. Andy Wink, a senior seafood analyst with the McDowell Group, says the market will probably welcome these extra wild-caught salmon.
Yeah, I think this is a year where the more fish, the better. Usually that's the case, but not every year.
One of those recent years where the extra fish was not good for the market was 2014. The Bristol Bay forecast came in much bigger than expected, one, but buyers were also waiting to see what would happen with Canada's Fraser River, which was supposed to be huge. Wink says while they waited, exchange rates fluctuated considerably.
So in 2014, there's this whole confluence of factors that led salmon prices much lower and, you know, just caused a real difficult situation in the market.
That year, processors say they lost their shirts, taking a big loss after they had paid their Bristol Bay fishermen a base price of $1.20 a pound.
That was kind of put on the fishermen the next year in 2015, which is why we saw such low prices that following year.
That was the infamous 50 cents a pound base price paid out in 2015. The market recovered the following year, and Wink says is now starved for the wild-caught sockeye Bristol Bay can provide in volume.
One thing that we've seen that is encouraging is that the number of U.S. grocery stores that are running ads and features on sockeye is up about 20% this year over last year. And so, you know, it's just kind of a data point that backs up what I've seen, you know, claims by retailers saying they're really, you know, pushing sockeye hard during this fresh season. And I think Kroger had said that was, you know, for the last few weeks, it's been their number one promotional item.
The amount of sockeye leaving Bristol Bay fresh has increased substantially and is a good trend, according to Wink. He says grocers and restaurants got a little hooked on the product when it was being offloaded at 2015 prices.
That really primed their interest the last few years. And I think I think the fishery is benefiting from that, you know, now.
The base price of a dollar being offered, plus the quality bonuses that more and more the fleet are earning with chilled, floated, and bled sockeye, is going to translate into higher ex-vessel value this year. And with the bigger harvest, maybe by a big margin.
Even if no more fish are caught, it looks like we're going to be about $50 to $60 million above last year. Now, obviously, fishing is going to continue. And so I think there's a pretty good shot. Depending on what the average fish size is, we might be close to 2014 already. So, yeah, I mean, this looks like the best year in a long, long time since probably the early 90s.
And so far, no one seems sure just how big Bristol Bay 2017 will go. On Monday, just after things appeared to be slowing down, word was in that the Quijack River fish were finally showing up in big numbers. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.